Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo zdrav, drago poslušalstvo, v intervju Radija Študent, v katerem tokrat gostimo harfista Eduarda Raona, člana portugalskega tria Power Trio, ki v improvizirano godbo vnaša prvine sodobne klasične glasbe. Trio bo v četrtek nastopil v prvem večeru festivala Jazz Cirkno. Preden se posvetimo pogovoru z Raonom o glasbi Power Tria, pa poslušamo krajšo improvizacijo iz njihovega prvenca, naslovljenega What we think when we walk and what we walk while thinking.
My first question would be, why the name Power Trio? Because if I listen to your music based on your, I guess this is first CD of the trio released on the Creative Sources label under the title What We Think When We Walk and What We Walk While Thinking.
Yeah.
The music itself, it doesn't correspond so well, for at least for me, with the concept of the name of the Power Trio, which would suggest, on at least on the first glance, that it will be more like a free improvisation based on some kind of free jazz aesthetic or something.
Well, it's well, the trio part is obvious.
Yeah,
the power trio comes from a, you know, from a rock thing,
yeah,
guitar, bass, and drums, and we felt like doing powerful stuff, but it's not like we don't do them, but we also do some other stuff. But it's also kind of a proactive attitude from us. That doesn't have to correspond to the amount of decibels that we use.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to suggest that there is no power in the music. Of course, there is power, maybe transferred into music on a different level, on a more subtle basis. So tell me, how did this trio come about?
Well, the three of us already knew each other from before. We were kind of colleagues in Lisbon's conservatory, and we were not playing together before, or I was not playing with them before, but they were playing. They're a couple, actually, and so I was going to their concerts, and they were coming to mine. And they had a thing before, a contemporary music ensemble before called Bling Ensemble. And after that experience, they wanted to also work a bit more on the improvised field. So, and we sort of got together, and that was it.
You mentioned conservatory. Normally, if we hear link the word conservatory in Slovenia with music, it means also very strict environment that is not really open to any kind of modern musical expression. So could you tell me, was it a kind of training in the conservatory really open-minded or...?
Well, back there in Lisbon, it would, I think, depend mostly on which instrument professor and which, for example, chamber music teacher you would have. Mm-hmm. I had the luck of having my first harp teacher was also a composer, mm-hmm, and a contemporary music interpreter. So she was always very supportive about me experimenting stuff and me interpreting new repertoire. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't feel any restrictions.
Yeah, that's great. And harp is now in last couple of decades not so unusual instrument, mm-hmm, in this kind of settings. For example, the work of Zina Parkins, mm-hmm, and now Rodri Davis and stuff. But still, you know, there is always this kind of remark, like a usual harp as a lyrical instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
So how was for you personally to get rid of this overtly lyrical element of the harp?
Well, I was already playing guitar on rock stuff before. Yeah. So actually, when I started to play the harp, it was... a friend of mine, it was kind of an accident. So a friend of mine that was playing the pipe organ at the conservatory said to me, hey, why don't you go to the conservatory and we'll play together some different stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, okay. So give me the list of instruments and I'll choose it. And I chose two, the lute and the harp. And I did the, you know, usual tests. And I was admitted, but I had to choose from... one of the two, and I chose the harp because not only it has a repertoire for all of ages, mm-hmm, but also because it's a more physical instrument, and I wanted a thing to be rockish, mm-hmm, actually. The harp is a very physical instrument.
Yeah.
It can be painful to play.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't get this thing with harp being a girlish instrument because it's a physically hard one.
Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned it's really physical instrument, it's also quite heavy to carry around while touring. So any problems with that?
Well, we usually rent the harp where we play.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a nearby place, a few hundred kilometers, I'll take mine, of course. Mm-hmm. But if I have to go by plane, it's impossible to spend that much money on flying a harp.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper. It's just cheaper to rent.
And you don't have any problems with tunings and stuff?
No. Well, I have a tuner and the key.
And that works, miracles.
Yeah.
No, because...
because frequently...
the music of Power Trio, I would say, mm-hmm, you know, like... going into overtones and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, it's, well, I have to tune every time I play, and mm-hmm, that's it. But going a bit back on the lyrical stigma for the harp, you know, I heard lots of times, like, so when I get with a harp and start to, you know, tune it and blah, 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 so... when does the girl who plays the harp arrive? You know? And I'm enjoying this dysfunctional thing, you know. I always say, she'll be here in no time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just okay.
Did your approach of playing the harp develop from the relationship with improvised music, or a lot of it comes also from interpreting some of the contemporary compositions for the harp?
Yeah, I would say that it's a mix of both, mm-hmm, or maybe a mix of those things and also from rockish experience from before.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them help a lot. I still think that composers could and should be more aware of what's with the improvised and experimental music scene, because they can provide the material to work with, and the other way around too,
because
the thing with structuring is a very important thing, even if you're improvising.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Like, if we put a certain kind of character to power trio music, although it is improvised, has this kind of chamber music feeling to it. So, can you, with power trio, for example, play in spaces that are normally linked to contemporary classical music and stuff? Do you get invitation also to present your music in that environment?
That too. I feel that power trio is that kind of ensemble that has that favorable ambiguity, you know, of being connected both with improvised and even a bit experimental field, and being not just able but being doing interpretation to that kind of work, which opens the door for that kind of a field, you know, the contemporary music.
Yeah. Would you say that in Lisbon or generally in Portugal, these two, let's say, two kind of scenes are linked together a lot? That it's a kind of normal that they overlap? Because in most cases, you know, one tend to be really dismissive to the other and vice versa.
Well, there have been a few exceptions, a few collaborations, but overall, I would say that these are separate fields. Well,
because if we look from outside, it seems like that in Portugal in recent years a lot of things are happening. For one instance, you have a label called Creative Sources, run by violin player Ernesto Rodriguez, which put out enormous amount of CDs. And is dedicated mostly to improvised music. And then on the other hand, you have like Clean Feed, like that is mostly derived from jazz field of improvised music. And these labels are really now becoming strong, known outside. And so just based on that.
Yeah, but I feel there's lots of people with not just the will, but doing stuff. And it sort of creates a moving inertia, which is great, and it creates the chance of Portuguese-based musicians also to collaborate with other guys coming and, for example, releasing on those labels, and well, it enables musicians to work more, which is great.
Yeah.
But connecting with the classical contemporary music, I would say there is not a big connection.
You know?
I think it's a I wouldn't say a mistake, but it's a sort of a flaw in the system.
You know? Normally, when I'm speaking with musicians, you know, that work, let's say, in the field of improvised music, they also have to do a lot of different things, not just being creative in a musical sense, but also most of them are running their own labels, organizing concerts for themselves and for other musicians and stuff like that. So are you also forced to work in different fields just to not only to present your music, but to create more opportunities for yourself as a musician to collaborate with other musicians and go on tours and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, it's a do-it-yourself thing is on vogue these days, it seems. So it seems. So, yeah, well, I've always done different musics. So it's kind of normal to me, and I've been organizing my own concerts for quite a few years, so it's not a new thing. So I'm okay with that.
What about certain foundations, like the one that is most famous is the one linked to the Atlantic Waves Festival?
Yeah, Gulbenkian.
That is going on in England now for a couple of years, representing all the different varieties of music from Portugal.
Well, Gulbenkian played a major role in putting out contemporary music back in 60s, 70s, 80s. More recently, they have undergone a policy of spending less and less. Which is, well, it's their policy. Okay, but it has been less important, the role of Gulbenkian Foundation in Portugal. Although they have this, or they have had this program in London, Atlantic Waves. Which I really don't know what results were the making of this Atlantic Waves project. I don't know.
Well, I would hope that at least they would break an image that only Fado is connected to Portugal.
Even though they have Fado in their program, they're also presenting, they have that care of presenting stuff from a variety context within music. That's of course a positive action. Of course,
before we mentioned that a lot of musicians are forced to organize concerts and stuff like that, who would say, coming from Portugal, was the influential figure for you presenting you the improvised music or connected you with that? Or who would you name if somebody would ask you about improvising musicians from Portugal, also the ones that are more of your age or the ones that came before?
Well, I would say that as an historical figure and playing nowadays still, what's the name? Violin player too, Carlos Zinger. He'll also be in Jazz Circle on the second day. But for me, as a growing musician, as a kid, watching Telecto was a big thing to me. Being able to watch these guys, and they're also touring around. Maybe Nuno Rebelo too. He's a guitar player and composer. He's amazing. Every concert is a surprising event. He's great, and he has this kind of a sense of humor also in the middle of improvisation, which is great. Not in a theatrical way, but making music, opening a way so that music can also be a funny thing.
And is there a connection between younger generation and, let's say, older generation of improvisers? Normally, what I liked about the scene is that a lot of time they are always interconnecting and finding new ways to play, you know, like.
Yeah, totally. I'm very glad to watch that older generation for like Carl Singer, he's now 60. And he's playing with. He was playing with me, and I'll be playing next week with him and a few more. And generations in between also have this. They find it stimulating to be working with younger musicians, and it's great. Actually, we don't find that. Thing with older generation being in a higher rank or something like that. No, it's very, very healthy.
Yeah, but do you think there is at least some difference in the way you approach music or the way you approach sound? Do you have maybe different aesthetical preferences?
Well, on this field, I think, aesthetics so personal that I can't make a generational image. You know, it's very different the way people approach music. Maybe guys who are doing starting to do stuff now or who are younger, maybe they have a different approach or easiness towards technology. You know, but it's, I wouldn't say it's a generation thing. It's a more of a personal path.
If we go back to what we started, it was a CD called What We Think When We Walk and What We Walk While Thinking. Could we say some words on it? There are some improvised pieces on it, but also two composed pieces. So could you tell me the relation between the improvised pieces and the two composed pieces? Or how do you see it? And why, for instance, did you choose to put improvisations on the disc and also two compositions?
Well, as we have talked about it before, our ground is both from interpretation field and improvised field. So for us, it's not. It's a very natural combination, you know. And for us, it's also important that. To present moments where you can have total freedom. We never know where it goes. Establishing a sort of balance with structured moments. So we have some stuff that is composed by us. And we also have a piece composed by Gerhard Stäbler that started as a challenge in the university. This challenge was made by Paulo Alvarez. He's also an improviser, but coming from the contemporary music field. He's working in Köln, Germany, and all around. And this was it's a graphical score. So this was a graphical score can mean a lot. But this one was a very open one. So we thought of it as a good challenge to sort of convey our way of choosing solutions, both timbric, harmonic, whatever, but having a question from the score, you know. So for us, it makes all the sense to have these more structured and to have some outside input for us to Well, you know, as an interpreter, he's not only a vehicle for the composer, but he's also showing his way of saying what's written on the score.
Yeah.
So I don't think that because of this particular or because of interpreting that it's a completely different register from ourselves composing or improvising.
Poslušali ste pogovor z Eduardom Raonom, harfistom in elektrofonikom portugalske zasedbe Power Trio, ki bo jutri nastopila na otvoritvenem večeru festivala Jazz Cerkno. Pogovor je opravil Luka Zagoričnik.
Intervju Radija Študent.